All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We left off yesterday on page 135. We're actually going to do a little bit of a shortened Siras Yisharim so you can get started on the daf, long daf today. But we'll do a little bit. So 135, we left off on the last paragraph on the page. So remember again, the Ramchal was pointing out the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed within us two opposing forces. On one hand, there's the force of Afar. On the other hand, there is the force, ultimately, of Ruach. The force of Afar is stagnant and unchanging, immobile, and the Koach of Ruach, ultimately, again, is ever-changing, ever-evolving, never the same. So last paragraph, page 135, he says, Afrios achormios yesh pesochenu bechinas Afar. So on one hand, we have the ofrios achormios, the dirt, the physical, the material. We have within each of us the bechina, ultimately, again, the state or the quality of afar. Bechinas afar hazos, monas es hatorach v'hamalacha. Ultimately, again, the bechina of afar prevents within us the desire to work or to labor. Achis, again, that's, remember, as you said already the last 2 days, that's Afar. Afar, it is what it is. It's immobile, it's stationary, it's unchanging. Now, the nice part is, we'll see there's a positive, it's stable, it's predictable, it's known. But Lanais, again, there's no growth in Afar. Achyesh pisochenu gam bechinas ruach. But within us also, remember, is the bechina, is the attribute, the state of ruach, of the spirit. Now, literally, ruach in this context, he's using with the image of literally like wind, because that's the lashon of the pasuk. The Hashem Baruch Hu put out within us ruach chaim. Ha'adam rotze shinui. Ruach ultimately again means that man wants to change. Rotze letakin, he wants to fix things. Rotze lahagia ulahasig zedavar miyisod haruach shabo. The yisod of ruach says that man wants to always accomplish, learn, and reach new heights. Haruach rotze lehit kadem. Ruach wants to advance. Yesh pesoch ha'adam dochav kazeh. Man has this push within him to grow. Man has this push within him to advance. Ambitia lihit kadmus. So again, he has this ambition to move forward. Avamitzad sheni besoch osadam yesh es hadachav hazeh laambitius yesh besoch adam gamratzon sheim efshar lahasig hazeh beli lihit ameitz adif. So here's the interesting part. So what happens is, on one hand, man has within him the ruach. And the ruach, ultimately, again, is that spirit to accomplish, that spirit to grow. But there's also afar. And sometimes what afar says is, even if afar will accommodate the ruach, and will admit that there's a desire to grow, to be more, but the afar will say, is there a way for us to grow without too much effort? That's how the afar sometimes tempers the ruach a little bit. Sure, let's grow, let's advance. But is there a way for us to do that somehow without working too hard? And if I could accomplish the same thing with a little less effort, so why not? Yesh osa koach hazeh sheotzer zeh tivi. Shnehem kochos tivim shenim tsoim besocho. So at the end of the day, says the Ramchal, it's important to recognize that these are the two dramatically, I'm not going to say opposite, because they're not necessarily the opposite, but different kochos that exist within man. On one hand, the koach of afar, which is stagnant, which is dormant, which remains the same and unchanged. And on the other hand, again, the koach ultimately of ruach, which constantly blowing, constantly evolving, constantly changing. 136. Adam, Adama, Ish, Ish. Lama ha'esmodidus. We'll say just, okay, fine. So let's do a few more lines. Lama ha'esmodidus po, shona mizosha bezihirus. Zu hismodidus acheres. Zilo omer pashut lios tivi. Kan yesh ma'avak pnimi. So remember that Ramchal says, why is it that the hismodidus, why is it that the effort expended here is different than ultimately, again, the effort or the contemplation expended by Zihirus? Because writes the Ramchal, Zu hismodidus acheres, zelo omer pashut lihios tivi, Kan yesh ma'avak pnimi. Because we'll say, because that's what we said before. So if you realize again, now we understand that to be zohir, remember, to be the type of person who is attentive, who's introspective, who possesses a lot, so who possesses, you know, this midah of zihirus, someone who's always thinking about what's important in life, what should I bless you, what should I aspire to towards life, what should I avoid in life. So that says the Ramchal, ultimately is logical. That's innate. That's innate. There's no internal struggle. However, again, kan yesh ma'avak pnimi. But I will say, now we begin to understand that there is an internal struggle here. What's the internal struggle that we possess here? Am I going to be afar or am I going to be ruach? Am I going to be afar or am I going to be ruach? Am I going to ultimately, again, be stagnant and immobile, or am I going to somehow advance myself in some way? He goes on, he says, Tzarech lahavin, as a tafkid hazrizu shebanu. We have to understand and appreciate the tafkid, the important job of zrizus that we have within us. The hemshech Ramchal kori lezrizus gam b'loshon acheres. So we're going to see that as we go on, the Ramchal calls zrizus by another name. He calls it kukori lezeh esh. He calls it fire. Yesh besocha adam tzad shenikra esh. There is a part within man that's called fire. So he says, it's interesting that we call man both Ish and we call him Adam. So we'll say, so what's the chilik between the name Ish and the name Adam? Mazeha Adam, Adama. Ish, Ish. So what's the chilik between those two names? Because Adam ultimately comes from the Lashon of Adama, of earth. Ish comes from the Lashon of Ish, fire. Yesh besochinu shnei tzdodim. This represents the fact that man has two parts to him. Yesh banu gam tzad shal Adama, v'yesh banu gam tzad shal Ish. I have a part of me that's Adama, and I have a part of me that's Ish, part of me that's earth, part of me that's fire. Ha'eshi pi'ila ze energia. He calls man ola lemala ze hafuch bidiyuk meha adama. So we see already, what does this mean? That on one hand, again, I have this aspect of Ish. Ish is ever changing, right? You look at a fire and the flames are always flickering upwards. But I also have what? I also have this other part of me that's called Adama. And that Adama, by the way, remains in place. That Adama remains static. Yesh banu tzkam tzad shal ish. So he goes on, I'm sorry. Ha Adama yoredes lamata. So the Adama remains here, remains in place, remains below. Ha ish ofi shala. He ola lamala zemashu matim. But ish is always climbing upwards. Ish is always something amazing. Hare kola chumriyim beteva noflim. We'll stop over here. We'll actually pick up with this line tomorrow. But the Ramchal says something amazing. He says, you know, that if there's one immutable law in this world, on the earth, it is gravity. Right? And gravity, by definition, pulls everything down. Gravity, by definition, says that everything must remain in place. Everything must remain on the ground. There's one thing that constantly fights against gravity, and that is Eish. The derech of Eish is it's always flickering upwards. It's always going up. And therefore, says Zeran Chal, the amazing part is man himself is comprised of these two polar opposite forces. Adam from Adama, stagnant, remaining in place, being pulled down. Ish from Lashon Ish, always growing higher. We'll stop over here for today, but obviously the great challenge is going to be how to reconcile these two kochos and how to figure out a way as to create a synergistic partnership between the two. And that's going to be continued tomorrow.